This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The video just went up on Infowars.com of our breakdown over an hour ago. Greece, this is a coup. Banksters see sovereignty and assets. Retweet it, please. Greece, hashtag, this is a coup. David Knight and I break it down. It is a huge deal. More on that tonight, Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. Jeannie in Minnesota, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
I've been a member for, I don't know, a little under 10 years. I watch
what, a prisonplanet.tv? Well, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. Yep. All I hear is more proof that this is coming.
Yes.
The one person you had on was Joel Skousen about strategic relocation. I've done that. We have a lake cabin in the middle of North Dakota.
Well, I wish I did.
It's about 100 miles east of the Bakken oil fields. So we're really out there in the middle of the north. So I have not heard, you know, the globalists have this blueprint that they're following, and they're going to carry through with it. What I want to know, how can we create a blueprint to survive?
Well, that's it. I mean, I guess I've got to do it. Come up with a plan. First is communication, knowing who the enemy is, what their plan is, warning people that, hey, all this other stuff is noise. Here's their admissions. And then a plan to try to stop it, but also with a fallback plan B to protect ourselves. And I'm so busy just trying to warn people and trying to run this little operation. I basically haven't really prepared myself that much. I mean, I'm trying to. It's overwhelming, and I know why people are overwhelmed. I just don't know what we do. I just wish the general public would wake up out of their trance. But even if you do, they just have a coup over your government. I mean, believe me, if they put Rand Paul in, he's sort of trying to reverse this stuff, they just kill him. And I'm not saying give up hope. It's just that we have to realize that this is life and death, and people that are fighting this need to be supported and prayed for. And I'm not asking for any type of special thanks. I'm asking for people's prayers, because it's very ominous to be in my position, I will tell you. It's not fun to mess with these people, but at my gut level, at a spiritual level, I have to do it. And that's why I get aggressive. It's why I come off as arrogant. And it's really just somebody that's just already resigned to it all, and then I'm going to go follow this road no matter what. And I get a little bit obnoxious whistling past the graveyard. Just because as a man, that's what you do, at least that's how I cope, is just make a big sick joke out of it all. But at the same time, my heart is very soft towards innocence, and I just can't believe how bad it already is for most of the world. And to know the judgment our country's coming into, Jeannie, is very sickening.
Yeah, we already have Homeland Security here in Rochester, Minnesota, home of the Mayo Clinic. I've been scoped out by them a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
They were all in flak and armed to the teeth. But are we going to wait until it's too late to do something to figure out what we should be doing?
Well, here's the problem. Violence won't do anything because they're already set up for that. They want their minions to get killed to make them martyrs to then demonize us. They're going to kill their own minions and blame it on us, so violence isn't the way to go offensively. We have to create our own media. We have to discredit the globalists, which has happened. And we have to then withdraw consent from them and stop complying with whatever we can do, whatever God touches our heart to do. I think that's the answer. I think everybody should hit their knees every day for at least 10 minutes and just say, God, I'm opening my mind up. You tell me what to do. And I'm telling you, the answer to what you're supposed to do will come to you. This is why you hit your knees and say, hey, I'm facing an evil intellect of Satan. I want to be good. You're going to have to take me over. And that'll happen. But God, the devil will take you over without free will. You got to ask God in. And you got to be part of God's plan and be a vessel that God wants to inhabit. And so I'd ask God to come into your heart. I'm sure you've already done that, but that's the answer.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Are we seeing the earth? You got it. Are we seeing the earth now?
It's already the 13th day of July on this Monday worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. And we're going to premiere and play a lot of special reports here today across the political spectrum from different angles and from around the world. And we are going to also open the phones up. It is a very heavy news day, to say the least. And I will attempt to cover it all. That said, last night and again this morning, I was brainstorming about ways to reach out to the general public and to try to break them out of their trance. And it really hit me that it's parables, or basically simple stories, historically, that are able to get people to shift out of unconsciousness into at least a mode of being somewhat focused on the big picture. And I've talked a lot about this pretty much ad nauseum, but it crystallized that we need to form some type of movement. We need to form some type of pro-human union around the world that transcends the divide and conquer that we're under attack by. And I was really thinking about this last night when I went to bed at like 10 o'clock. And then when I woke up this morning and I went downstairs into the kitchen, turned on the computer, started drinking some coffee, and sat back for about 25 minutes watching a video and reading an article that Paul Watson had just posted to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And watching the video and then thinking about other statements I've seen out of Russian leaders, it was incredible. And it just crystallized everything I already knew, but made it so clear that it almost took a giant weight off of me. And then I realized how exhausted I was. This understanding was so simple, but at the same time so complex, that I realize I never really talk about it or get into it because it's something so important it needs to be put in a pamphlet or a book. It needs to be promoted. It needs to be released with fanfare. Because it really is the decoding of everything we face and the choice of the species. Because if I just sit here and spew this information out like a broken fire hydrant onto a boiling August day, or in this case a July day, the information just kind of evaporates up into the sky in this desert of ignorance. Yeah, maybe a few open minds come and cool off in the water for a few minutes, but sure enough, the New World Order Fire Department comes along and we'll just fix the leak and, you know, shove it full of a bunch of Beyonce says ban the First Amendment and Hillary says men need to be sent to re-education fund camps and the Pentagon's training to put Tea Partiers in, quote, re-education camps. And you've got more deaths from Gardasil around the world. Just this background that is the wreckage of the ship of tyranny, the ship of death, the ship of corruption, the ship of fraud, the ship that is willing to overturn our world and everything good in it, because everything good in it is diametrically opposed to the hellish vision of the controllers. And that's why it's hard to break this down, because I get inside their mind, I get inside their future plans, their current operations, their past plans, understanding their worldview, understanding where they're going, understanding the crazed spirit of conquest that fills their sails. I know one thing for certain. No one should be bored right now. No one should be saying their life is meaningless. When consciousness on this planet and all that comes with it itself is a limitless, pristine, godlike opportunity. Because every day I come in here and every night and every morning I read all these news articles and all these video clips and all these interesting factoids and things I want to cover and things that can be used to get folks to see a wider vista, a wider horizon. But if you just look at it individually overall, it becomes clutter that sits in front of the mind and blocks out the light of the wider world coming into the cave. To use the allegory of the third eye, it's a bunch of piled up, wrecked, twisted droppings, leavings of the train wreck that we're witnessing. And we simply need to understand that we're not going to defeat this system coming at it from its level. We're going to have to circumnavigate it. We're going to have to get outside of it. We're going to have to remove ourselves from it at afar to observe it. Or the classical statement, get outside the box. And that's why everything we face in this world, everything pushed by the social engineers, is there to keep us shuttered, dumbed down, simple-minded, with limited language and limited semantical symbols, unable to communicate with each other at a bestial, dumbed-down level. Because above that outside the box, there is less than 1/1,000th of 1% that are evil and who are aware of what's going on, who are outside the box and have said, oh my gosh, we are enlightened, we are informed, we are illuminated, we know what's going on, we can't let them inside the box know what's going on outside the box. In fact, they could find a way out of the subterranean labyrinth and emerge to the surface if we don't wall off all the exits and try to dig them deeper under the ground, under level after level after level of rat mazes, so that they can sit back and play God over the rest of us. You see the globalists funding radical Islamicists to destabilize and take down countries. You see them going into any nation that's trying to industrialize and bringing them down. You see them maneuvering the United States towards financial collapse and setting us up to only be a military power so that we can be the muscle of the globalist, but controlled by baubles and industrial goods and energy. Other countries under the treaties, the globalist agreements, are not supposed to have big militaries, but then they are allowed to have the industry, the jobs, the factories, because they are totalitarian. They will then use the totalitarianism as a form of competition to force us to convert to totalitarianism in the name of competing. The only way to compete in a globalized world is become more globalized. And then that means adopting whatever the high priest of the global order say it is that particular month, that particular year, that particular decade. And when one reads the writings of the globalist, it only becomes more hellish. But here's the big announcement. And it's something you've heard before, but I really want to focus it, condense it, and hammer it, and develop plans with you to try to reach out to others in a catchy way, because this is catchy. This is dynamite information. This is the key. To try to shift people out of their swamp, their trance that they're in. And the bottom line is this. All fighting between humans, whether it be Christian against Muslim, or whether it be Mexican against somebody in the U.S., or whether it be Protestant versus Catholic, or one black tribe against another black tribe, all of it in the end is being artificially exacerbated so that humanity is so fragmented that the scientific takeover can take place and end humanity as we know it. Now I understand you already know that. But that's a big idea. And we come back, I want to break down the fact that Russia, the United States, Libya, Germany, Mexico, Chile, Japan, doesn't matter where you live, what continent or what country, we're all under the exact same globalist attack.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now. So I asked my buddy Mark, where does the name Ghost Gun come from? You know, the Ghost AR-15 80% rifle kits? Ghost? What's a Ghost Gun? He says, duh, they kill ghosts. I said, really? Ghosts? He said, yeah. I said, matter of fact, they're guaranteed to kill ghosts, Sasquatch, space aliens, and any other paranormal force that might come your way. So they just appropriately named them Ghost Guns. And I said, okay, that's a big problem in my neighborhood, so where do I get one? He said, Guns80.com. I said, where? Guns80.com? Okay, then, I'm headed to Guns80.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Give the number out in the next segment. Then I will start getting into the news and your calls. It's just this. If you read the hundreds of books and thousands of white papers, that are out there admitting this plan. We have a technological elite that Eisenhower talked about in control of the military-industrial complex, backed by the robber barons of the 18th and 19th century, who are in a race to become gods and merge with machines. They're setting up a planetary government designed to bankrupt sovereign and self-sufficient nations and individuals. Every policy is to end family. Every policy is to end local farming and ranching and sustainable communities, which they claim they're promoting. We want to give you affordable health care, doubles, triples prices. We want sustainability. Everything you do is kill sustainability. Whether you're in Australia or the U.S. or Canada or Germany, they will try to fine you and harass you if you have your own wind farm or your own electrical power, your own solar. They want you wired into the grid. And they're admitting all of this now. And so what we see being done to Russia, the attack on the family, the attack on their sovereignty, the tariffs, the sanctions. What do you think NAFTA and GATT were to the U.S.? They were sanctions to distribute the wealth to totalitarian countries the globalists controlled. And it doesn't mean that Russia is run by even wonderful people, but they are nationalistic and they do care about their heritage and they are trying to boost their population. And they're talking on state-run television over there about how roundtable groups have taken the U.S. over and taken over Europe and how they've already hired 1,000 covert Russians in positions of power who will then get part of the power once they overthrow the Russian Federation. And they talk about the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and how Putin arrested all their heads, and it turned out the oligarchs were just their front men. And this even came out in British court. The Rothschilds sued British newspapers 6 years ago who were reporting this. And the judge said in the case, turns out this trial proves it's true. And they've got the Vatican completely captured. Whether the Vatican was good or bad before is a moot point now. The Vatican is promoting planetary government, carbon taxes, and a tax on the family, and backing off abortion. Major Protestant churches across the board are now doing the same thing. This is the day of planetary government. And understand, it's not planetary government to bring in peace, to bring in a new age of happiness. It brings in absolute death. And we just have to get the quotes, the facts, the statements, put it together in well-done films with graphics and animations. We need to put out books that just explain the real history of the world and its future. I mean, it's the Book of Secrets. It's the new keys to Solomon. You can call it whatever you want. It's hiding in plain view. We seem to be the only ones that understand the full spectrum and are saying it. And let me tell you, that's a scary feeling. Because I know I'm 100% right. And I know that their battle plan is ongoing. And it will destroy all of us. I don't care if you live in Chile, or whether you live in Canada, or whether you live in Russia, or whether you live in South Africa, or whether you live in Nigeria, or whether you live in Iraq, or whether you live in Tasmania. It doesn't matter where you live. It is the exact same names, the same bureaucrats, the same bureaucracies, the same taxes, the same regulations, the same spy tech built into everything to allow globalists and their Skynet program, that's what they call the satellite directing drones program in the 70s. See, they didn't get that from Terminator. Terminator got it from them. And Skynet is now being announced. Autonomous robots, ground, air, and sea, and undersea. Here's just the Wall Street Journal today. Smart cities will know everything about you, Wall Street Journal, and how governments are financing and supporting everything going to this. They just throw it in your face. Here's one I mentioned yesterday that I'm going to get to today. Cheer up, the post-human era is dawning. Better than Friends, AP, the robot gives undivided attention. It isn't like this is just all the evolution of things. This is the evolution that's been chosen. So when I see people on Infowars.com or YouTube, racist white people making racist comments, racist black people making comments, all of you, racist Mexicans making comments.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
One reason we've got a leg up on the globalist is a lot of patriots inside government and major corporations in the last 60 years since this plan began to go public in the councils of government. After this eugenics plan began to leak in the late 50s, there was major opposition to it. But there's been parallel recruiting programs going on where they tell people, you'll be taken care of once this world government goes into place. And the big secret is, no, you won't be taken care of, because when you dig deeper into the globalist admissions, they plan to exterminate at least 90% of the public. And they're going to do it by releasing soft-kill pathogens, chemical, biological, radiological, magnetic, frequency-based as well, which is radiation, is another class, into the environment, and then they've got everything set up and structured through centralized computers that the doctors are only allowed to go off diagnoses issued by the diagnostic computers and only allowed to get treatment under the diagnostic directives, to where they're not even ever able to discover what's killing you. And that's why they can't have an independent India or an independent Nigeria or an independent Vatican or an independent CDC or an independent Russia, governments, institutions, or independent doctors in the U.S. Air Force. All these examples I just mentioned are where the Russian government, Air Force high-level doctors, Nigerian top doctors, Indian top doctors. There's been thousands of cases that I know of in my 20 years on air where scientists go public and go, I was brought in at the GMO conference, and they admitted that, yes, this potato that we're designing will sterilize people, but that we're to cover it up because there's too many people, and I'm not going to be part of it. I've had these scientists on. British scientists, Pakistani scientists. Scientists go and they test the Vatican when it was a little different in the 80s and in the 90s, tested hepatitis shots, tetanus shots that they had added chemicals and hormones to cause an autoimmune event so that women could never carry a baby to term, a very vicious form of sterilization. That was mainstream news. I mean, the point is there's just all these quasi-secret programs going on that are targeting all of us, and we can see the results. The wages of being under globalism is death. We can see the cancer up multi-thousand percentage points in children up over 10,000 percentage points since the 50s. We can see the diabetes type 2 up almost 3,000% in the general public, way above that in Hispanics. Do you ever hear La Raza or Mecha or any of these Ford Foundation eugenics-based? I mean, the Ford Foundation funded Hitler, and it funds the Mexican groups. Does that tell you anything? And it's not to empower them, it's to destroy you. So while you're busy saying, let's kill Donald Trump because he hates us, and they've misrepresented even what Donald Trump said, but forget that, he's an operative in my view. Your daughters are being shot up with stuff that reduces their fertility and gives them all sorts of links to reproductive cancers in the uterus, in the fallopian tubes, in the ovaries. You want to get paralyzed? You want to get sterilized? Knock yourself out. And I just use that as a microcosm that you're not going to hear anything out of these organizations about what GMO is designed to do or what's being added to the vaccines or the globalist plans. Because they're going to orchestrate a global cascade of meltdowns, playing us off against each other, with world government there refereeing the meltdowns as the omnipotent computerized overlords, automated overlords, while humanity is basically confused, dumbed down, put in a trance, hypnotized, drugged into oblivion, and finally euthanized. I mean, they're not just going to kill Granny. They're not just going to kill the veterans they're done with. They're not just going to put them on a no-treat list and then see if they can get away with it, which they have. And they're even going to have the same computer company that ran the death camps run the computers, doing the exact same thing, making the decision, and nobody's going to stand up for the veterans because the veterans groups are controlled as well, just like the Hispanic groups are controlled and the white groups are controlled and the black groups are controlled and the Protestants are controlled and the Catholics are controlled and all the major institutions have been bought off and taken control, and you're only talking about a few thousand leaders worldwide managing all these groups. And what's their number one mission is to get you into a group and to control you and to dumb you down and to have you only know how to fight with other fellow humans over petty stuff that doesn't exist. while your food and your water is poisoned, while your jobs are taken, while your soil is poisoned. I mean, there's giant planetary geoengineering programs going on that they admit are going on, and they just tell Congress it's classified. Just like the public still thinks, maybe 30% or so, that it's a conspiracy theory that a world government's being formed because they just sit there and deny it and deny it and deny it and deny it. Now, I'm going to do the best job I can going over this, but when I go to the comments on InfoWars.com, because they're somewhat uncensored, we use one of the biggest third-party commenting things. It's not us in there. I don't have moderators anymore. We used to run our own comments, and we would then have liability if somebody said kill somebody, and I had the FBI, the Secret Service, the ATF here at my office so many times because of shills in the comments. We started using Discus, which is one of the biggest third-party comment things. You're just basically commenting in a window on another giant site when you comment on InfoWars.com. So they can get the government visits and we don't. But I don't control what you say in there. We are able to go to Discus, and we've done it before. We should do a whole show on this and get IP addresses and show that there'll be a guy in there saying racist stuff and acting like he's black. There'll be another guy in there acting like he's white saying racist stuff, and it's the same group of IP addresses coming from the same area. And computer experts can look at it and say, well, that's the same IP address, or that's a similar one. This is the same person. But there are some real people in there making jokes, you know, like, what's the only problem with four blacks and a Cadillac going over a cliff? A Cadillac seats five. You know, just horrible stuff. And then similar stuff back at white people. On and on and on. We're all just people is what I'm getting at. And we don't have a prayer. Yes, there's differences. Yes, everybody's got a beef with everybody else. But the point is, if we don't transcend this, and I don't mean transcend it and then lay down all our rights and turn our guns in on the backs of transcending it, that's not transcending it. That's giving over your will and being a slave. If we don't realize the computers and the robots are being rolled out in every device, in every computer, in every appliance to control us and track us, to literally enslave us, and the cars are already driverless, all the new ones already have all the driverless stuff. That's why Toyotas and German cars as well, BMWs will, slam the brakes on when it's needed. And, if it's a school bus and it sees it, it'll just go ahead and kill you, you know, slamming into the wall so you don't hurt the greater number. This is all being announced, that your TV's watching you, that all this is happening. And it's idiocy. And I know it's wrong to sit there and be politically correct and then see whites being attacked everywhere and it being covered up by the media and then to hear all day about how you're bad. That's designed to make you hate everybody who isn't white and to get into your group. Same thing with what blacks see being done to them. It's the same MO over and over again. Or Donald Trump comes out and says, you know, we got a lot of criminals coming in on Latin America. And it's causing a problem, not everybody, but a large minority of the folks coming in are basically criminal, and we're allowing them to stay here, and that's wrong. Well, that's true. But then they say in the media, Donald Trump says Hispanics are lazy and steal. Well, that's not what he said. He said Latin America is collapsing in a crime wave, and people are pouring over. And then El Chapo escapes from prison for the second time because he guaranteed made payoffs. Probably didn't even escape out of the tunnels they're showing. That's all for show, in my view. And he says in his Twitter account, I'm coming to get you, Donald Trump, which is meant to make him a folk hero in Mexico and play into all that stuff. Notice, it's a top drug dealer who on record works for the CIA and helps ship drugs into the U.S., probably being directed by the CIA to say this right now in this whole big theater to block out the other Republican candidates by making Donald Trump the center of the universe. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Another billionaire sneaks out and is now threatening Donald Trump, who owns casinos that are basically wedded at the hip with the big banks that launder all the drug money. I mean, these are just two mafia men in a staged event. They've probably had dinner together for all I know. I mean, this is a joke of jokes. And see, we're talking about something like this And then it allows him to be elevated even more, so he takes all the attention. So instead of it being Rand Paul, who was number one in the polls for a year, up until 3 months ago, now it's, who is it? Donald Trump, as I said, it would be Jeb Bush, and then Senator Paul. And then when the diversions are over, Trump will stand down, and in to get the nomination will be Jeb Bush, and then he will stand down and be a ringer for Hillary Clinton. And then Trump can sit there and tweet that he wants to basically kick El Chapo's butt. I mean, remember, Trump is part of the WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment, or what does it stand for? I mean, this is all when kids would walk into a restaurant and see the Iron Sheik with Hulk Hogan having a beer. They went, you guys hate each other. No, they don't. And I guess we're just as stupid. I guess it's what we like, but Wall Street Journal. Smart cities will know everything about you. How can marketers cash in without becoming enemies of the people? And this is an article saying governments have allowed and encouraged everything to be tracked you do. And so now everything does listen and watch you, but people don't like televisions watching them and listening to them. So how do we let marketers cash in without folks getting upset? And the answer is, hey, it's not 1984. It's not really scary. It's really not a big deal. Yes, everything you do is tracked and watched. And yes, your laptop is watching you and listening to you. But don't worry, it's a computer doing it, so it's okay. You see, this is all being set up for the AI, and it's a war against humanity. If they want to get rid of fathers, and in every sitcom for 40 years, fathers are idiots. And if we're under all this social engineering, and what the U.S. exports is, hey, we're going to conquer Russia and teach their kids how to be gay. People email me and go, why are you against gays? Let me tell you, it isn't about, quote, gay people. It's about don't have kids. Turn off the family. This is an attack. That's why they're banning husband and wife all over the U.S. at the state and federal level. And now boy and girl is hateful. This is the end, my friend, beautiful friend, of our elaborate plans, the end. Do you understand? It's been stated in 1961 that a technological scientific elite is in control of a military-industrial complex. And that it's a severe danger. Like we have that in the speech of Eisenhower Excise, the military technological elite, corporate elite, taking control of the military-industrial complex. I'm going to play that in the next segment. Then I'll give the number out and take your calls in the next hour. And I know I harp on this, but we need to start calling the globalists the aliens. Because I don't believe they're actually aliens, but they are so alien from humans, from normal people, that have a conscience, that want to work with others, that want a better world. They're so manipulative and so psychotic and think of themselves as a new super species in their own statements and are moving to merge with computers and transcend us and are in a love affair with AI that they believe is going to merge with them. That for all intents and purposes, this is an alien invasion. But aliens didn't come from a distant star. They didn't come from a different dimension. They didn't come from the sea floor. They're not 2,000 feet tall like that last Godzilla movie, Pacific Rim, that came out. It's on our planet with sicko psychopaths merging with machines, and whether they merge or not, or whether it's already happened, because they're about 30 years ahead of what we know that, they believe they're a new species and that we've got to be taken out, and they're building the AI that's designed from the get-go to take control of our lives and to overturn free markets and to bring in a scientific tyranny. And so you've been warned. You want to make jokes about white people and go beat them up at street corners? You want to sit around and talk about how you're getting your guns ready for the race war and you're going to kill all the blacks? You want to sit around and make jokes all day about the stupid gringos and all the rest of it while your people or having the West toxic waste dumped there and being shot up with deadly poisons and being aborted? Stop it! We are all under attack. We are all human beings. And that's why they're dividing us right now. This is a scientific program rolled out with clear super psychology systems and AI technology monitoring that can predict the future and can manipulate future outcomes. This is the great test of humanity. This is over the top, and it must stop now. You must realize that the bad feeling you've got and the concern you've got in your gut is because we're now facing the conscious rollout of pure evil, and the globalists are now on the borders of Russia, openly trying to overthrow the Russian government and openly trying to take over their society to shut off their economy and destroy them, like they've done Libya and Syria and everybody else. And they've done it to us. We are absolutely fellow travelers with the Russians. Not in the Soviet term they would use, but in the term that they are under attack by the very same globalist group that doesn't come from America. It already jumped on our face, laid eggs in us, our guts busted open, the more globalist aliens spilt out and took over the world. Our belly hatched thousands of these things. We're still half alive, bleeding to death with our guts.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Now, today we worry about Jade Helm that started, and they go, how dare you even ask questions? That's un-American. That's a quote from the different people on Fox News, from Rick Perry, from others. You can question your government, but don't question your military. Our criminal government runs our military. We get this information from the military. They're the most patriotic group out there. Now, that said, David Knight ran in here during the break, panting. And he said, you're not covering the coup in Greece. It's coming out. They held the president overnight. It's a coup. And, yes, that's in my stack. And, yes, I was going to get to it. And David Knight's coming in at 8 after. And I'm glad he's not in a trance. I'm glad he's concerned. I'll be honest with you, though. Starting war with Russia is really bad. The globalists overthrowing Greece because they had a no vote. We knew that was coming. Kurt Nemo wrote about it last Tuesday, that there was a move for a coup. I mean, they already installed leaders in Greece before and in Italy. I mean, they now install Goldman Sachs heads of Europe as the presidents. So I'm not saying it isn't important. It's just that compared to the admission that they're rolling out this takeover and that it's the end of humanity as we know it, and it's suddenly in the Wall Street Journal and the Financial Times of London in the last 24 hours, sell your family heirlooms, but can Greece raise the cash, AFP? And what happened overnight? The airports, the islands, the parks, everything will now be given not to the EU, but to the creditors, the private central banks, who already got most of it in the last few years. And they will now raise taxes on tourism, even though they have some of the highest taxes in the world. And they tell the average conservative, oh, Greece deserves it. Well, it's true they were maneuvered into big government, so they would be controlled, but you have to understand, we're in bigger debt and in deeper trouble than they are. And so folks that sit around and feel like they're elitist going, yeah, those Greeks getting what they want. Yeah, Mexico can't ever seem to get its act together. We just haven't fallen yet because they're not done using us as the world's muscle. But in the next phase, as Jimmy Carter said over the weekend, they intend to bring the United States down to nothing. They've already deindustrialized us. They're already waging war on small farmers and small independent communities under the President's Rural Commission that's run by the Department of Defense, who has your local plainclothes military officers in every town and city working with federal funds to move the police department and county sheriff into a building with all the free communications equipment and government software there with an Army officer or an Air Force officer or a Marine. It's like the body snatchers, boys and girls. And then they intend to phase out the HUMET military in the next decade, and it's going all machine. All automated, all watching you with special paramilitary SWAT teams in every sector ready to be dispatched to kill you, backed up by combat robots, combat trucks, and combat drones heavily armed. And it's all just going to start rolling out in your face as the collapse happens. And they've got their re-education camps built, everything. Not trying to scare you. The attack's already on. And when I watch this 20-something minute Russian member of the Duma roll it all out, he says that. You know, the species is under attack. This is a takeover with their shadow groups. We're already under attack, but they control the media. You're not going to hear the announcements. This is the end of humanity. We're going to be extincted. The Russians, for all their corruption, are smart enough to analyze this, and they know what's happening. We'll be back. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's survival
Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.